I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Let's jump back into this. When did your prank go too far? This is inspired by a story we watched in the last segment of a family that was trying to prank a bunch of teenagers on Halloween. The older family members dressed up in clown costumes or a clown mask came in, and unbeknownst to them, these pranksters had a teenager in there that ran away upstairs terrified and called the cops. Now, those adults were slapped with a disorderly conduct charge when the police showed up, which is hilarious. And we've had nonstop phone calls. So if you're trying to get through, you can text us at 1-800-947-3979. You can still try to get through on the phones as well.
That, the first one, when we first played it, I was like, oh man, these people are so stupid. But boy, did all of our listeners say, hold my beer.
And yeah,
especially that one where they broke into a house armed with guns and a van and said that they were the SWAT team or something.
Also, who just has a creepy van laying around? No.
A guy that sounds like that guy.
Exactly. All right, we got to take Britton's call. He's calling out of Johnson City, Tennessee. Britton, this time the prank was done by the Marines, but it was done to you.
Yeah, it was me.
Okay, so, all right, what happened?
Yeah, so me and the guys, we get back from one of our deployments, and let's try out doing a Ouija board just because none of us had done it. So we started looking into the do's and don'ts and whatnot, and one of the guys was like, well, I looked into some more stuff. He's like, so let's try doing wearing our gas mask so we don't have as much air and having white noise and using ping pong balls across our eyes so we can't see anything. And
okay. I didn't realize that those were the remedies to get ghosts, but continue, please.
Did not know either.
So the whole point was to the person that was wearing all this stuff, they couldn't hear anything. They couldn't see where everybody was at. So it started getting really creepy because we were asking questions of, hey, where's this person? And that person that's under all that stuff has no clue. And they're looking directly at these people. And it started getting really weird. So we were doing this in a room that was connected to my room that had nobody in it. And the night keeps progressing, whatnot, and it gets super weird. And I was like, we had to call this. I'm getting too creeped out.
Okay.
So we call it. About a week later, I'm laying in bed about to go to sleep, and I start hearing these noises, and it sounds like a demon is in that room. And it's just getting louder and louder.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm going crazy. What is happening right now? So I go and check, nothing in there. I was like, well, all right, I'm just going to go back to bed. Then the noises start up again. And now I'm getting creeped out. And I go to my neighbor's room And it's one of my buddies. And I was like, hey, man. I was like, I don't know what you're doing, but stop it. He goes, what are you talking about? I was like, the stupid friggin'
noises. Yes.
That's in my room. What are you doing? He goes, I'm not doing anything. He goes, I was on the phone with my wife, whatever. I was like, whatever. I'm just going to go back to bed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it kept on, and it got louder. Okay. I can't
Like
sleep.
This. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
So I keep going, and this and goes going. On for weeks. And I get to the
weeks.
Point where I can't.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, yeah. We got to get to the end of your story because we got about 10 more phone calls behind you, Britton. Yeah. How did you find out that it was a prank?
I found out that he had a hole, like there was a hole between our wall that he found and put a Bluetooth speaker in it, and I found it.
Oh my God, that is way too far. Also, way too long of a story, but thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We got to get to Sunshine.
Yeah.
I have been waiting to get her on the phone.
Lose a foot or something.
Yeah. Also from Tennessee, Sunshine, you got to tell us a little quicker than Britton did just
yes,
now.
Please.
What happened? Because this sounds hilarious.
Oh my God. It was just a nightmare. All right. It's a group of us. It was one of my girlfriend's bachelorette parties, and it was my job to get the stripper.
Okay.
So a girlfriend, one of the women, and myself knew about what I was going to be doing. I decided to hire a little person.
Okay, a little person stripper.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And only one of the other women knew this. And this woman was a little closer to the bachelorette than I was.
Okay.
So, at the time, the little person was delivered in a box.
Okay.
Like, that seems...
Sounds very IKEA of you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's supposed to be a surprise. Sure. Okay. Yeah, I get it.
So, mind you, it was a huge box, and the little person jumps out, and the bride-to-be, it has a massive phobia of little people.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Okay.
It wasn't an anxiety attack. This was a full-on panic attack. An ambulance needed to be called. He was then placed on a 72-hour hold.
Oh, jeez.
We didn't even get to finish the bachelorette party. And on top of that, three of the women will no longer speak to me. And the girlfriend that knew about this helped me with this, played dumb with the entire thing.
Oh, that's dirty.
Oh, yeah. My God. Thank you so much, Sunshine. That is nuts. You don't know they have the phobia. You don't know.
Yeah.
You're just thinking that the bachelorette party's going to get a little wild. Oh, my God. Well, yep. Samantha's brother nearly killed her mom. So, Samantha, also in Tennessee, tell us what happened to your brother.
Okay, so my mom scares easy, and our whole life, we've always, just me and my two older brothers, would jump out and startle her, and she'd say, oh, my heart, oh, my heart, and we would just laugh. Well, he showed up to the house one day, and we live in an old farmhouse, so, you know, out in the country, people don't lock their door, and he slowly started opening the door, and my mom's, like, panicking and freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, somebody's trying to break into my house. She runs around to try to, like, put a knife in the door because that's the only way she could lock it where there's no lock on it.
And she's wedging a knife into the door. Okay.
Right. Like, and it's just this little silly butter knife. It's not even like an actual knife.
Right.
Get my locking knife.
She looks out. She doesn't see anybody. And she's texting me and she's like, I think somebody's trying to break in the house. And I was like, no, Mom, you're like panicking. You're freaking out. There's nothing happening. Well, then she starts hearing scratching on windows, and she just starts panicking, and she's like, do I need to go get a shotgun? And I was like, no. Well, all of a sudden, my brother, like, breaks a window, jumps in, and she screams so loud that she falls down, and she starts clutching her heart. And, of course, he's like, she's doing this, thinking that, you know, trying to scare me. And, no, really, she was having a heart attack. And when we took her to the emergency room, finally, the doctor was like, yeah, y'all scared her mother to death.
But she lived.
Like literally?
But she lived.
She's dead.
She's alive, thank God.
God.
But needless to say, that was 3 years ago, and we have not scared her since.
I dare you to do it today.
Yeah. You're just, no doubt, because you're just waiting for the big
one.
Yeah. Like, you're just building.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Thanks, Samantha.
You broke a window? I mean, that's really
too
going
far right
out.
There.
That's going out, like, really far to scare somebody. I mean, startling is one thing, but Jesus.
God, to break a window and then your mom falls to the ground and you think she's pulling a prank on you. So it's just a Oh, just prank inception after prank inception.
Yeah, I'm definitely not doing that if I know mom has a shotgun.
Oh, jeez. God. And then a butter knife as well. Yeah. I mean, dangerous.
You can really hurt yourself.
She was locking the door with the butter knife, naturally. Yeah.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.